This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, October 28th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Senate hearing focuses on seed and fertilizer prices. Japan boosts U.S. rice imports. And Senate Dems hit beef imports. Seed and fertilizer to be discussed at Judiciary Committee hearing. Input costs will be the focus of a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today. The hearing's title gives some idea of what to expect from Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley. It's called Pressure Cooker, Competition in the Seed and Fertilizer Industries. Corey Rosenbusch, CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, and Andy Levine, President and CEO of the American Seed Trade Association, will testify, as will Caleb Ragland, President of the American Soybean Association. The congressional scrutiny comes as the Trump administration says it will look at what's behind higher production costs facing farmers, including potential antitrust issues. The Fertilizer Institute yesterday called for a national policy to boost domestic crop nutrient production to help growers facing unstable global fertilizer supply chains. TFI said it also wants a full-time fertilizer economist at USDA to help monitor the market and improve transparency. The hearing is available online. Japan boosts U.S. rice imports following a tariff deal. Japan is quietly increasing imports of U.S. rice following a commitment this summer to boost purchases by 75% as a part of its tariff deal. They've started the process of implementation without talking about it, an industry source told AgriPulse. In the first 7 weeks of the 25-26 marketing year, beginning September 1, Japan bought more than 37,000 metric tons of U.S. rice. The previous year, it bought around 29,000 tons after buying just 13,000 the year before. President Donald Trump is in Japan, where he earlier met with new Japanese Prime Minister Sane Takaichi. Both sides still must finalize how a vehicle to drive Japanese investment in the U.S. will work. The president says he's also open to hearing proposals for updating the deal. The industry source said that they aren't anticipating any adjustments to the rice purchase commitment. However, rice is somewhat minor in the scheme of things, they added. Malaysia deal touted. The National Pork Producers Council issued a new release praising President Trump's trade deal with Malaysia. This is the agreement announced last week allows exports to the Southeast Asian nation from all U.S. facilities included in the Food Safety and Inspection Service Meat, Poultry, and Egg Product Inspection Directory. It also will not impose additional product or facility registration requirements and will ensure acceptance of the standard FSIS export certificate. The same provisions are in agreement with Cambodia. U.S. pork exports to Malaysia hit record levels of over $24.5 million last year, a significant amount given that only 8 U.S. plants are currently eligible for export. NPPC said exports to Malaysia have increased over 1,700% in the last 5 years. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senate Democrats warn of adverse market impacts from beef imports. Senate Democrats are warning of the fallout from the U.S. announcement to boost imports of Argentinian beef and are urging a U-turn. This announcement has already had tangible market impacts felt by cattle producers across the country at a time when cattle producers are looking for long-term stability to rebuild their herds, 16 senators wrote to U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer. The senators, led by Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, Senators Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada, and Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, also expressed concerns about diseases. This plan could also introduce serious animal health threats, they warn, citing Argentina's history of foot and mouth disease and New World screwworm. But while the FMD virus can remain in beef products, screwworm lives in live animals and not in processed beef products. Take note, cattle futures fell again yesterday amid news that Mexico's agriculture minister will be in Washington this week to push to reopen the border to livestock imports. It was the sixth straight day of falling prices. MAHA supporters call for USDA to increase conservation organic program support. Some Make America Healthy Again movement supporters are asking Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins to expand conservation support for farmers, give the National Organic Program more staff and resources, and reinstate regional food business centers. Leaders of several groups, including Farm Action, the MAHA Mom Coalition, the American Agriculture Movement, and United We Eat, ask Rollins to, quote, turn the MAHA vision into tangible results, and listed priorities that include, among other things, more support for federal organic and conservation programs. They said recent cuts to key USDA conservation and local procurement and infrastructure programs have left farmers vulnerable. Take note, the groups also ask USDA to consider specialty crop and organic farmers when making plans for economic assistance, noting that these types of growers, quote, have been consistently left behind in federal relief efforts. Bird flu continues to hit poultry flocks. Two Minnesota turkey operations totaling nearly 170,000 birds have been hit with avian influenza as detections tick upward as birds fly south. Along with those detections, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service recently reported infection of a commercial broiler flock in Georgia, including 139,000 birds. APHIS also reported HPAI on three farms in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, with 49,000 birds. In the last 30 days, APHIS said 3.57 million birds have been infected in 30 commercial flocks and 34 backyard flocks. News from the chicken industry. A report from the group Farm Forward says chicken contaminated with salmonella likely has been purchased by public nutrition programs and called for stronger standards for the industry. Despite clear risk to health and mortality, current regulations fail to protect the public, the group said. As for a comment, the National Chicken Council spokesperson Tom Super called the Farm Forward document, quote, an unscientific report from an activist organization whose stated goal is to end commercial chicken farming. Super said producers, quote, have worked to drive salmonella levels to all-time lows, meeting or exceeding performance standards set by USDA, who has the authority to pull inspection at any establishment that is not producing safe, wholesome, and properly labeled products. All chicken is safe to eat when properly handled and cooked, he said. Here's today's final word. We urge you to ensure that a meaningful share of these funds, including DOD fresh purchases, goes to independent producers offering organic foods and pasture-based, humanely raised meat that is free from antibiotics and growth-promoting drugs. That in a letter from Moms Across America, Farm Action, United We Eat, and others to Secretary Brooke Rollins discussing USDA's $5 billion commodity procurement budget. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, October 28th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.